For the past two decades, CJSF 90.1 FM has been the game-changing radio station people have tuned in to listen, share, discuss, and celebrate. From authors, actors, and entertainers to journalists, business leaders, and sports figures, CJSF has welcomed esteemed guests giving you the best in music, news, and spoken word, undoubtedly changing the sound of community radio since 2003. CJSF, diverse, independent, yours.
They're in Radioland. You're now listening to the charts produced here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. And generally, we bring you the top 15 top charting albums from across genres and across the country for your listening pleasure, but we have room for 16 songs today. That's right. We're going to start things off at number 16 with a song from Moon River from Volume 1. We're going to listen to No Turning Back. And we have a new entry to the charts this week from Montreal-based artist Marcus Floats with some dark lounge music from his album called Fourth Album. We're going to listen to Death from it. No Bro is back in the charts as well. At number 14, we're going to listen to Where My Girl's At, followed by Small Pleasures. In the charts for the second week in a row from their eponymous album, we'll listen to Break It Off. And then after that, we've got Il n'y a rien que je ne suis pas from Ariel Soucy. And then we'll end the set with Night Lunches, I Think You Love Her. So here we are right now with Moon River's No Turning Back. Enjoy.
One, two, three. Thank you. Bistro, bar, fly, then home. Selling We're spending so much time being empty. There is nothing I am not. There is nothing I am. Je ne suis we'll be right back.
And welcome back to the charts. I hope you enjoyed our first set of music. At number 11, we just heard Night Lunches, I Think You'd Love Her from Fire in the Rose Garden. Ariel Soucy with Il n'y a rien que je ne sais pas. And before that, we had Small Pleasures with Break It Off off their eponymous album, No Bros, Where Are My Girls At? Brand new stuff from Marcus Floats's new album, fourth album out on Constellation. The song was called Death at number 15. And at 16, we had Moon River with No Turning Back. Coming up now, we've got a few new entries to the charts this week. We've got some gothic country from Q Vero's album, Cowboy Witchcraft, this week at number 10, debuting in the charts. We're going to listen to Furthest Place from it and another new entry from a pretty neat duo that I've just discovered called Ginger Beef, who are on a mission to drag instrumental pop back into the mainstream. It's a collaboration between a husband-wife duo, the award-winning flautist Jiaji Lee and her partner, veteran producer and multi-instrumentalist Warren Say, both based in Calgary. Anyway, their duo called Ginger Beef, they have an eponymous album out, and we're going to listen to Do from it. So we're going to listen to some pretty neat stuff with some jazz flute sounds. And then we've got Bloodshot Bill's Yes I Know from his album Psycho Billy. And Munya are down in the charts this week to number 7. We're going to listen to Sweetie from them, from Jardin, followed by Apollo Suns, rounding it our set at number 6. We've got Hard Time from Departures. So here's Q Vero right now, Furthest Place. Enjoy.
You can take the dog and the van and the TV stand, all the things, all the things, all the things I've acquired, just to feel a little inspired. I set the living room on fire. I set the living room on fire with all the pretty little trinkets. I dressed the walls and the sink in just to feel something I wasn't feeling in your arms. Wasn't feeling at all. Just a deep dark pit, just a deep dark hole. Just a deep dark pit, just a deep dark hole. On my side of the bed, on my side of the bed.